Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting second. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leon Durham. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland, who is chasing the ball. Hernandez reaches third base with a triple. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say juggles the ball. That's an error on Say. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sandberg scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles is hit by the pitch. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Giles steals second. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Terrell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry bunts towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Jenkins covering. Safe. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Sandberg scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Warren Bruss star now pitching. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 2 in the game. Say hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Buckner moves to third. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland takes first base on ball four. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hernandez. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Hernandez steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sandberg fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Warren Bruss Star. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to third. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Mets. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bosley moves to third. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Hall moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Say strikes out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Thad Bosley now playing left field. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-4 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.